Church and my father attended the Methodist Church, and I went to both churches depending on what was happening or what was the season or whatever. But even as a kid, I felt very different from the other people. I remember those preachings and those teachings, and they just never made sense to me. Those old revival services, they were actually kind of scary to a child. I had a lot of questions, and my questions were not answered, so I just stopped going to church. The vibration wasn't good for me in the Methodist or Baptist. I tried the Episcopal Church. I guess I was on a search. So at some point, decided I'm not going to church. I'm just not going to go. There was no reason there. I didn't feel good. I felt like I could go for a walk in the park and get a better effect. But later in life, things happened. To me, my worst nightmare was when my mother died, because I was always a mama's boy. And then my aunt died. And then my cousin died. And then a couple of close friends to me died. So it started me back on that search for spiritual truths and the deeper meanings of life. I just wanted to understand, a better understanding of what life was really all about. You know, people come into your life and then they're gone. So I started looking again, and I stepped onto the spiritual path, and I was looking with my spiritual eyes this time. And it's true what they say. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Because I have met some wonderful teachers that have helped to bring about my own awareness and my connection to God. So here I am today, years later, an ordained minister. I now understand that because of the many interpretations and translations, that Jesus was probably one of the most misunderstood people in the world. He called himself the Son of Man. He was known as a master teacher, a way shower, a rabbi, a prophet, a healer, and a seer. In the metaphysical church, we never deny the divinity of Jesus, but nor do we deny the divinity in each one of you. We don't tell people what to think because each one of you have your own mind and your own path. What we say is take what feels right and leave the rest. Today I chose to speak on Revelations because for many it's still a great mystery. So the topic for today is taming the beast within. So I've chosen a scripture from Revelations. It's chapter 17, verses 8 and 11. The beast you saw is one that used to be, but is no more. It ascended from the bottomless pit, only to be destroyed. Everyone on earth will be amazed to see this beast that used to be, but is no more. That ends the reading of that scripture. Know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The book of Revelations is filled with puzzling symbols, visions, and prophecies that are extremely complicated and troublesome for us to decipher. This book contains the deepest and most complex symbolism of all the books in the Bible. The first chapter of Revelation tells us that this is a revelation from Jesus, given to him to show the world all the changes that would take place. In a vision, John the Baptist saw an angel who presented the prophecy to him. John faithfully recorded everything he saw on the island of Patmos. This is the testimony of our elder brother Jesus, who achieved Christ consciousness through meditation and self-realization. Demonstrations of the Christ consciousness through the man Jesus brought about a change in human thinking. Jesus' message was, "The kingdom of God is within you. Turn within to discover your real self." When the fullness of Christ consciousness is established within our lives, we experience inward revelations of body, mind, and soul. Revelation contains the reality of the Christ Spirit in everyone. The words are being dictated directly to that divine mind within you from the universal God mind. God was not threatening to end the world with fire and brimstone. Revelations was never intended to frighten us. John did not know that in our age, some church leaders would use the book of Revelations to scare and threaten people with religious, violent retaliation from God. Judgment Day, God does not judge you, you judge yourself. We know that God is not an old man with a long white beard sitting on a cloud with pen and paper watching you and writing down everything you do. God is the neutral energy of the universe. God is everywhere and everything. It is we who create the positive and the negative. Because we have free will, in some cases that can be referred to as free doom, depending on your actions, judgment takes place in the silent recesses of the soul as we learn and grow from our life's experiences, our actions and reactions. It is the soul that will calculate the next step for our growth and progress, for our greatest and highest good. The original purpose of Revelation was to inspire and encourage believers in the triumph of truth, justice, and love over violence, injustice, and hatred. John, through his visions, comforted those who were being persecuted. He assured them of the ultimate victory of the Christ Spirit. Another name linked to Revelations is Apocalypse. I was fortunate enough to be, when I was stationed in the Air Force, I was stationed in Athens, Greece, and I got to live there for 3.5 years, and it was a wonderful experience for me. I learned to speak some Greek. But this word Apocalypse is rooted in the ancient Greek language. It means the unveiling, the lifting of a veil, the disclosure of hidden knowledge, the unveiling and of the truth, and the destruction of everything that is false. The veil of darkness will be removed, and the light of truth will shine through. Let's look at the metaphysical interpretation for clarity and understanding. Revelation deals with the unfoldment of the soul after that soul has come into spiritual truths. The Bible is filled with parables and allegories. It was never meant to be taken literally. The seven churches that they speak to actually are symbolic of the awakening of the seven energy centers within the body. But our scripture lesson today speaks of a beast. The beast that ascends from the bottomless pit is symbolic of the negativity that still exists in human nature. And if you don't remember anything else I said, just remember that one little line. The beast that ascends from the bottomless pit is symbolic of the negativity that still exists in human nature. Our negative thoughts and beliefs are the beast. The beast, our ego, our lower nature, our false human identity that doesn't really want you to succeed. The beast will pop up seemingly from nowhere and can ruin a beautiful day. You see the beast in bad traffic, family disputes, the workplace, and sometimes in personal relationships. The beast feeds on fear, hate, and insecurities, holding on to past hurts and looking back and recalling unpleasant experiences or disappointments can summon the beast. Negative thoughts can consume you and take you on a wild ride in your mind, back to a time when you were unhappy or maybe you were experiencing a difficult life lesson. The beast can be very sneaky. I've seen the beast rise up in people when they remember something that should have long been forgotten. When this happens, you lose today. You lose now. You lose peace, which resides in the present moment. Now is all there is. Everything happens in the now. Nothing ever happens yesterday or tomorrow. It happens now, which is why it's so important to stay present, live in the moment, so you are able to experience the fullness of life every day. When you have grasped the concept of the power of now, you step onto the path to victory and peace of mind. To be negative is to suffer. Negativity does the most damage at its point of origin. It ruins relationships, causes headaches, regrets, and can devastate your health. Yet, in spite of all these facts, to some, it feels right. Somehow, in some unseen way, negativity proves to whoever is experiencing its heated feelings that he or she is right, even though nothing could be further from the truth. Negativity feels like it's in your best interest because at the time, it fills you, it temporarily fills you with a powerful false sense of self. Negativity cannot exist without your conscious consent or awareness. You possess the power to change the channel, to redirect your focus, to return to the center, to keep balance. It's strange how we've been tricked into feeling negative about anything. See the lessons in your life's experiences. Learn and grow from them. They come to pass, not to stay. On a spiritual level, change and progress will come one way or the other. You see, the universe continues to unfold, whether we can see it or not. Do not conform to the ways of this world. Be in it, not of it. Those who are not open and receptive, those who have closed their mind and refused truth, will find themselves in the same old patterns of the past. The present world condition is but a projection of our collective human consciousness. When the consciousness of humanity changes, the world will change. To quote Dr. Wayne Dyer, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Scripture tells us that everyone will be amazed that the beast that used to be is no more. Well, let me just say, when every man, woman, and child on this planet is on the same page at the same time, when every eye can see, when everyone has a true understanding of their spiritual nature and their oneness, the oneness of universality, and the knowledge that we are children of the one God, divine in nature, and that negativity has no benefits except to impede the progression of the soul. When all of this happens, the beast will cease to exist. Revelations is not about the end of life, but the dawning in a new life in God consciousness. It's a time to wake up from the illusion as life returns to its origin, before the earth, before matter, to pure energy. We are evolving souls, growing units of consciousness. Within each of us lies the seed of the greatest power on earth. The same power that fashioned the universe is working in and through you. Day by day, lesson by lesson, more truth is revealed to each of us. When we are quiet and still, the small, soft voice always speaks. Your name was whispered before you were born, and out of the ethers, your image took form. A being of light, set free in creation to master the gift of self-realization that you and God are one. Amen. Reverend Mark is now going to lead us on a short guided meditation so he can reflect on what you've just heard.